coming up on Texans Training Camp Today.
He arrived yesterday, and, you know, I coached him for almost 4 years in New England.
I played against him before, so, it's, you know, I met him before, too. But anytime a guy like that comes in your locker room, man, it's just, you know, he brings a presence about him, and, you know, we appreciate it.
It's very exciting. We've been coming out here working against our defense and getting better each and every day. Now it's time to put it together and go against an opponent.
Texans Training Camp Today, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the right stuff for Texas since 1938. Here's your host, Drew Doherty.
Texans Training Camp Today is now. Mark Vandermeer, voice of the Houston Texans, and Drew Doherty. And Mark, there was a very special visitor at Texans Camp Today. In the past, we've seen folks like David Robinson, the Admiral, or Carlos Correa. Well, today, none other than the freak himself.
Randy Moss, who played under Bill O'Brien with the Patriots in 2007. Obviously, his resume speaks for itself. And he was out here doing some instruction. You know, he's in the media now, but he knows his football.
Yeah, you know, I brought him in. He arrived yesterday. And, you know, I coached him for almost 4 years in New England. Obviously the talent speaks for itself, but one of the things that always impressed me about him was his knowledge of coverages, his knowledge of different DBs. You know, he really brought a lot to the table last night for our team and for our receivers. So it was good to have him here.
What did he say that impressed you the most? That would impress me.
I think the big thing, when he talked to the team, you know, I usually try to leave that in-house, but I will say that he talked about dedication to the game, how important the game was to him, how much it meant to him, how much he misses it, how much he misses the locker room and the camaraderie. And then he just talked about, you know, how are you adding value to this football team? Are you doing your job? Are you performing your role to the highest level? You know, I just thought he gave a great talk.
It is always cool to see a great like that with Texans across his chest. Could we just transport 2007 Randy Moss back to this team?
That'd be nice, but you know what? There's already a logjam at wide receiver. I think they would be able to find a spot for him.
I think they could. Now, chemistry is something that DeAndre Hopkins, very Moss-like himself, is building with Brock Osweiler. It's something that's building across the team, and it's something that we'll see more of on Sunday night.
Yeah, they have to develop this, Drew, and I think there's no better way to do it than to go up against one of the best defenses in the NFL, day in, day out, in pads, out of pads, seven-on-sevens, full squad work, because that sharpens the senses, sharpens the skill set of this offense.
Yeah, it's one of the better things that, since I've been in this league, that the teams that I've been with do, because you're able to go away now for 4 days to San Francisco, get in the hotel, get out of Houston for a few days here, get together as a team, meet, eat, compete, do all those things together, and just talk football. And I think there's a lot to that. There's a lot to the word chemistry, and I think that helps the chemistry of the football team.
Getting the right mix chemistry-wise, a very important aspect of playing another team. You know, another important aspect, you get to hit somebody that doesn't have Texans on their jersey.
Well, that's going to be a welcome relief because the guys are already talking about that, yeah. Drew. You know, they're lining up against the same kind of guys every day, and that does get old, but the San Francisco 49ers presents a new opportunity.
It's very exciting. We've been coming out here working against our defense and getting better each and every day. Now it's time to put it together and go against an opponent in San Francisco and see where we're at as offense.
Yeah, you bring up something there, getting better each and every day, offensive line-wise specifically. What can you kind of pinpoint that you guys are better at than you were about a week or so ago?
Communication, and that's the most important thing about offensive line play. Us being on the same page most of the time gets the play going. When one guy isn't doing the right thing, usually there's a negative play, and the play doesn't get started. So as long as we're on the same page, it gives us a chance to be successful on the offensive side of the ball.
You get a lot out of it. You know, you get to see a new team. You know, you've been going against each other now since April, May, June, and then in camp for 9 or 10 practices, really about 12 or 13 if you include early training camp. Now you get a new team, new schemes, different tempo, different vibe. You're able to see their roster. They're able to see your roster. Because there's 90 guys out there, and not everybody can make the team, so that has a lot to do with it. evaluating both rosters, and it's just a good chance to get with another team and try to get better.
Can't wait to practice and then play against the 49ers out in Santa Clara this weekend. A little bit later, we got to investigate the tight end position. But coming up next, DP Sidhu goes one-on-one with a guy who, around this time last year, was just rolling into Texans camp.
Yeah, and he became a starting safety. Quentin Demps, former Texan, became a current Texan again, and he's very much a part of the mix in the defensive backfield. It's coming up.
Welcome back to Texans training camp. Today, joining me now, Quentin Demps. Quentin, Randy Moss out here at practice today. I saw him talking to the wide receivers. Did he talk to the defensive backs as well?
Yeah, he spoke to us a little bit, you know, just giving us some wisdom about, you know, football. He spoke to the whole team, actually, you know, just gave us some good advice, you know, about dedication, and we appreciate him.
What was that like, getting to meet him for the first time? You'd probably met him before,
yeah,
but what was it like
seeing him? I played against him before, so, it's, you know, I met him before, too. But anytime a guy like that comes in your locker room, man, it's just, you know, he brings a presence about him, and, you know, we appreciate it.
Second year of camp here with the Texans. I say second meaning the second act of your second camp. You've been here before. This time last year, you were over there in that bubble trying out for Rick Smith, and here you are a starter.
Yeah.
You know, what have these last 2 years been like for you?
Just a grind, you know, just putting in work, you know, and just being grateful for the opportunity to be in the NFL, you know, just taking advantage of it.
You see a guy like Andre Hall come up. He wasn't even playing safety 2 years ago, and here he is in his second year. How much did he lean on you to get acclimated to that role?
I think he did a good job, man, of kind of counting on me. You know, the respect is mutual, but he knows you know, I'm older. And so, man, I did a good job of you know, helping him out, and he did a good job of listening to me. So it worked out well.
Everyone's been talking about this offense being high-powered, high-speed. How about for yourself? What have you seen out of them so far in camp, and how do you maintain your speed?
We've got to continue to get, you know, get better every day. Offensively, defensively, and special teams, and you know, we'll see what happens.
All right, so you guys go against the 49ers in joint practice. How much are you looking forward to seeing Chip Kelly run his high-speed offense and going against a different group of guys?
Yeah, it'd be fun, you know, to go against some different guys. Tired of hitting my teammates, so it'll be a good challenge for us, and looking forward to it.
Thanks so much, Quentin Demps. We'll be back with more on Texans training camp today.
Tight end position has gotten a lot of notoriety over the last couple years, and it's one that a lot of folks think is going to improve in 2016. One of the ways you get better, you practice. That doesn't matter what you're talking about, whether it's football, the piano, anything in life. Well, practice has been a hallmark of the offseason for C.J. Fedorowicz, hasn't it?
Well, C.J., as you all know, the starting tight end, and he's got a Gronk-like body. But can he catch passes like Gronk? Look, few people can. He's
right.
Going to be a Hall of Famer, maybe one of the best tight ends ever. But CJ's on the rise as a receiver in this camp. He's got some big goals.
Yeah, you know, I talked to Coach O'Brien a little bit. He said, we want to get you 40 balls, and anything over that is just a, you know, a positive. So that's probably my goal right now, and if I get over that, I'll be even happier. So
that had to make you feel really good to hear him say that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's coached some great guys, and the confidence he has in me, it means a lot.
We appreciate you watching this show. We're not going to be on the air tomorrow night, but Thursday night we return with Texans Huddle. And then, Mark, the next Texans training camp today is going to be out in Northern California.
And we won't be sweating, I think. It'll be really good. Watch it.